our first panelist today, and that's going to be Lenora.
So you can clap now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Lenora Alcoholic. Happy to be here this morning to share this amazing program. And Friday night I was sleeping, trying to sleep, and all these things were coming into my head, you know, oh, don't forget to say this, and don't forget to say that. So I had to get up out of bed and write it all down. So I'm going to read mostly what came to me and my unwaking hours. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, I can tell you where the steps have taken me. I call my higher power pure positive energy wanting to give and receive love. I know that there is a place within me that is greater and more vast and powerful than anything in this physical world. Pure positive energy wanting to give and receive love is the creative force of the universe. There is nothing more powerful. For me to get into that energy stream, I must learn to work all the steps on every defect of character. But to know what a defect of character is, let's look into that positive energy stream to see what's there. Love, compassion, respect, generosity, everything good and pure has these elements. Step 6 says, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. So relax. Your higher power does this sweeping away. Remember steps 1, 2, and 3. I can't. You can. I will let you. Now, having done steps 1, 2, and 3, you are entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. To do that, you begin to focus on love, compassion, respect, and generosity. The first place we will need to look is inside our own head. Listen to your inner talk. Is it kind? Is it loving? Is it compassionate? Respectful? So let's begin our work inside, in our relationship to ourselves. Begin at first by just listening to what your thoughts are saying to you. And listen to the ones that are kind and loving and respectful, compassionate and generous to you. Most of the thoughts that you have had are, you have had every single day. A belief is just a thought you keep on thinking. Here is a thought for you that worked for me when I needed to get the crazy out of my head. I am an eternal spirit being. All of the abundance of the universe is flowing to me in all of its beautiful forms, and I am worthy. I'm expecting the best possible outcome. Character defects are the things you hold on to in your life that stop the flow of abundance. And it is all about the energy. It is all about letting the energy flow. And gratitude is the most important thought that you can think. And it is the key that unlocks the door to abundance. So try this experiment to chase away the tired old thoughts that have gotten you stuck in exhaustion and have caused you to suffer. When you awaken in the morning, begin your day with gratitude. Begin giving thanks for everything you see. Thank the sun, thank the rain. Most importantly, thank your body. Be in gratitude to your body. Thank you for breathing. Thank your heart for beating. Thank your stomach for digesting. Thank your hand when you cut it. It heals itself without you even giving it a thought. Your body is amazing. And it is yours. So go through your whole body and just give thanks. Develop a relationship with your body that is loving, compassionate, generous, respectful, kind, and grateful. This is a huge step towards allowing your higher power to remove everything that is not creating a good relationship between you and you. You will feel yourself begin to slip in to that flow of pure positive energy, wanting to give and receive love. And that may be very uncomfortable. You may only stay for a few seconds before old thoughts come in and kick you out. It's okay. You got there. You can do it again. You have created a little pathway inside of yourself, and that pathway will be easier to follow. The more times you consciously go there, the easier it will be to get back there. So the next time you get there, say to yourself, I am an eternal spirit being. All of the abundance of the universe is flowing to me in all of its beautiful forms, and I am worthy. I'm expecting the best possible outcome. Those kind words to yourself will hold you there. I took those words and I repeated them over and over and over, because what was going on inside of my head was not loving, not compassionate, not generous. So those words carried me for when I needed them. So now we know what is not a character defect. Let's look at what is a character defect. And a character defect is anything that pulls you out of that positive energy flow. Trying to control things that are outside of your control. Unforgiveness, fear, worry, shame, guilt, resentment, jealousy, all have to do with the past or the future. Getting lost in the past will take you to unforgiveness, guilt, shame, longing for what could have been or what was lost. It's all illusion. Getting lost in the future will take you to worry about what may or may not happen. Feelings of lack or fear may overwhelm you. It's all illusion. Only what is happening right here, right now, in this moment, is real. This is where you live your life. It is where you are most powerful to be able to create the life that you want to live. In this now moment, focus on gratitude. Focus on the here and now. This is where your power is. This is where you create this moment and the next moment and the next moment. If you can have a good moment right here, right now, and learn how to continue that good moment for a few more moments, pretty soon you have a whole hour that was good, or a whole day that was good, or a whole week that was good. And for me, when I first got into this program, having an hour that was good, that wasn't, you know, something coming in that was beating me up. I spent a lot of time trying to defend myself to the voices that were coming in. And if I am focusing on pure positive energy, wanting to give and receive love, and acting from that place within me, I don't need to defend myself. I only need to acknowledge, I'm sorry that you feel that way. But if I have done something wrong, then okay, you know, I apologize. But I am coming from a place where I am trying to do the very best I know how to do right here, right now, in your presence. You need to be relaxed. Relax in that positive energy flow, allowing the abundance of the universe to flow to you. And you will begin to receive a life full of spirit gifts. Because the spirit gifts will come first. You'll begin to have relationships that are based on love and respect. A relationship with yourself that is based on love, respect, compassion, generosity, and kindness. This is a huge spirit gift that you can give to yourself. A relationship with your higher power that is based on love, compassion, respect, kindness, generosity, and gratitude. This is an enormous spirit gift. When you are plugged in to that pure positive energy wanting to give and receive love, and you are giving and receiving love with your higher power, you are filled up. And you are, the words that are going on between you and your higher power and you and your body, you are filled up with those words. And so when someone comes to you, those are the words that you have right there ready to flow to them. And if someone comes to you with some kind of ugliness that you don't feel that you deserve, have compassion for that person. Because now you know that the words that are coming out of that person's mouth, they are listening to that 24 hours a day. You only have to hear it for a few minutes. Your world is filled with love and compassion and generosity. An added benefit is that your body will be healthier. Your mind will be freer. You will find a smile on your face for no reason whatsoever. You will discover that your higher power, who I choose to call pure positive energy, wanting to give and receive love, is doing for you what you couldn't do for yourself. And then you'll be ready to say this prayer with feeling. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go from here to do your bidding. Amen. We have now completed steps 6 and 7.
Thank you, Lenora. So we have a few minutes left in the time that was allotted for Lenora. If there are questions that you'd like to ask specifically of her, we can do that now, or you're, again, encouraged to fill out the question cards in the back. So if you have a question you'd like to ask now, go ahead and raise your hand. Otherwise, we'll move on. Yeah.
Would you like to be my sponsor? I like your laugh.
Maybe the two of you can talk at our break.
Okay, thank you.
There we go. All right, then we'll go ahead and... oh, I'm sorry. We have a published author on this. That was, I think, just in this last week, right?
Yeah.
So, brand new stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, we want to thank Lenora for her presentation. And again, we'll have a chance to ask questions later, too. So, at this time, it is my great privilege to introduce a man who's, I would consider, a very good friend. He has taught me a great deal about the program of recovery, and one of the things that he seems to emphasize regularly, and I suspect you'll hear about it too, is how valuable the literature is to our process of recovery. So please help me to welcome Pancho. Oh, and I'm going to pass the basket around for the seventh tradition.
I'm Pancho Manetti, and I'm here on for 6 and 7. I'll be very honest with you. My character defects are coming out right now while I was sitting there, okay? But you see, this program has taught me something that's very valuable, and it's allowed me to stay clean as long as I've been clean. And I'm working on 12 years, and... you know, for some of you that might not mean a whole lot, and that's okay. But for me, that means a lot, because I use for 30. So when I got here, I really didn't see no getting clean, okay? Or you know, when I got to these rooms, in fact, the first meeting I went to was an AA meeting, and I really don't remember. The only parts I remember were the cuss parts, okay? And that's what brought me back, because the gentleman that was sharing the meeting for the first 5 minutes said, "I don't like none of you MFs, and I know none of you MFs like me," and I'm thinking, how does this man know what I'm thinking? Because that's exactly what I was thinking. I don't like none of you MFs. Okay? And he used the word specifically. That's what I remember that meeting. That's what brought me back. See, whatever's going to work is work. This lady, the way she went over the 6 and 7, at first my mind was closed. But then I opened up and this program has taught me to allow my mind to be opened. And at the end, I got what she was saying. She just transported in a different kind of vehicle that I'm going to use. But we all want to get to the same place. I went and did a spiritual retreat that I've been doing since I had 100 days clean. The spiritual speaker, which was on 10, 11, and 12, in the end he said, I got that, you know, and he's got 28 years clean. He said, the fruits of love are service. And the fruits of service are peace. You know, where I come from, ain't nobody talking like that, right? You know, but that really hit home with me. See, because not that I'm going to be there all the time, but that's a good place to be. And I understand exactly what he meant by that. You know, in order to have a complete spiritual awakening, you have to do all 12 steps. Okay? You'll get an awakening of the spirit from the first step. It'll wake you up. But it's not a complete awakening. So, I say that, you know, because we're focusing on 5 and 6, and I'm going to, how I walk through my sponsees with them. I mean, that's basically what I was understanding here, what you wanted to, what, how I do it with my sponsees. Number one is that if we're here and they can't do step 6, they're not in step 6. They're still on 5. I mean, these steps are in an order for a certain, you know, they got numbers because they need to be worked that way. There's 2 key words in both steps. Remove. And the word before that is, on the first one it says God. On the second one it says humbly ask him. Okay? Because before I got here, I knew something was wrong. I didn't nobody tell me that. I knew, you know, 30 years of doing what I did, think I need somebody to tell me something was wrong? No more house, no more wife, no more kids, no more parents, no nothing. You think I needed somebody, oh, you know, you think maybe something's wrong with your life? I really didn't need nobody to tell me that part. I knew that part. What these steps allowed me to do was see my part. Okay? And like I said, I like the way she went through the first 3. That's the way I was taught. I can, he can, and I allow him. You do 1 and 2, and you don't do 3, don't work. I pretty much knew I couldn't. And I didn't have really a God of my understanding, but I know he could do stuff, but I really didn't believe he did for somebody like me. That's another thing. I always had a God of my understanding. Okay? But the understanding that I had prior to getting here was a punishable and a vengeful God. Meaning that a person like me and what I did out there, I really had nothing coming from him. Which was okay. Because I figured, well, this is how it is. This is the way it's going to be, so I'm going to continue on this path. I believe that. I don't know about any of you before getting here, if you're in that place. You know, you come here and you hear people tell you, we will love you until you can love yourself. You're like, I don't know. What are these people talking about? I mean, I heard stuff that just went like way over my head. You know. You feel clean and serene. Like, I'm sick and I need a syringe. You know? I mean, because that's where when I first heard that word, you know, serenity and serene, I didn't hear those words where I what circles I run around in. So one of the most important things that I have to let you know is if you have your mind closed, I doubt you'll get this program. Your mind has to open up. That has to be, you know, because in order to make that initial surrender, your mind has to open up to do step 1. And it'll allow you to do 2 and 3 and then 4. And I'm going to go to 4 because I work in Narcotics Anonymous. I do go to AA, and I'll tell you this. I go to AA, and I have a great respect for AA because my predecessors of the program that I work would not be here without AA. In my literature, it tells me that with people in NA and other drug addicts, Narcotics Anonymous was formed. So when I go to an NA meeting and I hear people frown or want to talk bad, I kind of tell them, you're not reading my literature then. You know? And retreat I went to, majority of those people, and the majority of them are from Southern California because it's a men's tag movie that puts his retreat on. And there's a gentleman that I went to dinner that had 48 years clean. You know, they did an increment of from 50 to 45, 45 to 40, like all the way down. They could only go, it was a 2-hour meeting, and they only went down to 25. There was about 250 men there. That's how much, there was, that's how much clean time there was there. So they all said, I had to go to an AA. A lot of them only know how to work the steps out of the four columns. They don't really like our literature that we have, which is a step working guide. That's all I know how to work it out of. So when I get a sponsor, I tell them, I work out of the How and Why, and I work out of the step working guide. That's the way I was taught to work my steps. Some people say, you got to be a college graduate. You just need a dictionary. You really need a dictionary when you get here. Because the words you think that you know what they mean, don't really mean that. Because four for me, and it says it in the very first sentence, helps me sort through the contradiction and the confusion that's in my life. That's where I do four. Now this was given to me by my sponsor. He related a lot of my stuff to when I was out there so I could understand it. He says, you know your booking jacket? Everybody who's got I'm sure some of you have been to jail here. Okay? Well, when you go to jail, you go in front of the judge, he has your file, right? Mm-hmm. And on that file, it has everything you've done. Okay? But that's not all the stuff you've done out there. Okay? It only has what you've been caught for. See, it's on black and white, and you can't deny it. You did this. The same thing with the fourth step, he told me. When you write with your own pen and put it in paper and you look at it, there's no more denying it. So you can talk about it and you can think about it. You can deny it. But once you put it on paper and you look at it and you share it with another person and you fifth, there's no more denying it. This is what you've done. And you, if you say you'll do more than one four step, I've got a sponsor that taught me I do a four step once a year because I do stuff in recovery. I do stuff when I'm clean. You know, I'm not praying. You know, I'd like to say I do the best I can, but I'm still a human being. So, five, the exact nature. There's keywords in all these steps for me. Okay? Keywords. When he went back to five, he told me the exact nature of my wrongs. That doesn't say the nature of my wrongs. It says the exact nature of my wrongs. The why. I got four right here in my hand. This is the what. Well, five is going to tell me why. And from that why, I'm going to get six and seven. I'll see my defects of character. And I'll see my shortcomings. Now, when I got here, and I don't hear it too much now, but when I got here, a lot of people say, well, what's the difference? It's real simple, at least for me. Once again, this is my interpretation of six and seven. My character defect is right here. My shortcoming is my action. I don't like her, I slap her. Okay? Character defect, I don't like her. Shortcoming. Slapper. That's how I understood that. You know, that's how I was able to separate them. My character defects are right here. Okay? And it goes all the way back to three. Okay? When you make that decision. See, because when I'm running with my will, my will's right here. My will. This what this thing and this is what I'm going to do. Not God's will. My will. God gives free will. At least the one I understand. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm doing this program now. Now, why am I not doing the way I'm... He tells you there's a path you can walk and you want to walk with it. You can. But you don't have to. Same thing with step six. He's not going to remove the character defect if he knows you haven't finished with it. I don't know if you understand what I mean by that. I'll give you an example. I And I ain't proud of this. I used to expect to go out with married women. No commitment. Right? And I have to worry about that. One thing that I found out about the age of 12, 13, love, and I like what you talked about, love. But love feels good, but love also hurts. And when I found that out, when someone would say I love me, oh, I better get ready for some hurt. Okay? So, kind of kept you at a... And then, like you said, through my fourth step, I've come to understand why I thought like that. It was something that happened in my growing up. And it was, at the time, that's when I really started getting into using. And like I said, when she was up here, when she first started, I just told Netta, man, I felt like I dropped some reds and dropped a little bit of acid, and I'm, because I come from that time. And I'm 54 years old, and I grew up in this, started getting older in the late 60s. So, you know, everybody had pills in their pocket. Everybody's got prescriptions now. Before you need prescriptions, and they had a lot of pills. I don't want to make a big thing now. Oh, prescription drugs. That's good. Straight from chemists that they were doing them back then. Speed. You want to go fast. You want to go slow. You want to see colors. You know, whatever you wanted. So I grew up at that time. And then, of course, I went to my drug of my choice, which is heroin. And that was because that literally took me to wherever I wanted to go, when I wanted to go. See, what I know is that these defects that I have, how I would get rid of them was, and it says in 7, it says over here that we always wanted gratification of our basic desires. I did. And in the bottom I've written chemical-induced serenity, which is I put something in my body. I get serene. I just get serene real fast in the way I want to get serene. No matter she's left me and she don't want to be with me no more, if I lost a job, whatever, I would always get chemically-induced serenity. Okay, and I got that. That's not mine. I got that from a gentleman that's been dead since 1989. I got clean in 1962. So what I'm giving you is not something awesome. The simplicity of the program has been around from day one. Just the way Bill said when they put the first book together. And they were doing the steps. They're simple. They can be easy. But at times they can be very difficult. Because what happens here, if you stay here long enough, you work the steps, the steps work you, and then eventually you apply them to your life and everything you do. If you want, like I said, those fruits that I talked about the love and the service and the peace. So in order to be of service to somebody, I got to have love. And I understood this man when he said that. I was a very angry and hateful person when I got here. Not that I'm still don't have that in me. But I mean I believed in, and I people say when I got here that I shared like this for the first 6 months. I thought it was about 90 days. I would say, my name is Poncho and I'm hope to die doping. See, because the only time I got hope was when I was putting something in that syringe and putting it in my arm. That's the only time I had any kind of hope at that when I got here. That was it. See, that's that chemical-induced, that's that basic desire I want. Everybody wants hope, and everybody wants love. The same man that I got that. There's two things in this world every human being wants. To love and be loved. I heard that, and I'm like, wow. Because that's the truth. That's what everybody wants. But while we're doing what we're doing, and we're using these character defects and these shortcomings to get the love that we think we need, we'll never get it. Because I know what she likes. I'm gonna go approach her and I'm gonna talk to her. There's my character defect. Now what this thing has told me to do, now I'm gonna put it into action and either compliment her or whatever. And try and follow through with a shortcoming, which is ever the action is. Okay. So the reason I had said that God doesn't remove these until he feels that, I can remove it now because I believe you're really going to practice a different way. Okay? You know, if you're not going to do it different, he's not going to remove it. Because if you remove the defect, you're still doing the shortcoming, you're still going to get the same result. That's step two. That insanity, not knowing why I'm getting it, I'm doing the same thing. When you can work a step, now I got a sponsor that tells me, well, what step are you on? In whatever situation. And what step applies to where you're at? And I can't tell him. Because all I can see you're on one. Because I haven't, once again, has nothing to do with drugs. And it has nothing to do with alcohol. I haven't made that initial surrender in the situation that I'm in, that I'm powerless and my life has become unmanageable again because I wanted to exert my power into the situation and I've made my life unmanageable. And I'm not doing number one. So if the step has anything to do with six or seven, there's no way I can do six or seven because I have not done number one. And that's why they're in order. On this first paragraph, there's a sentence here on the bottom that, like I said, how quick will your character defects be removed? This sentence says it all. Willingness is what we strive for in step six. How sincerely we work this step will be proportionate to our desire for change. You don't put no willingness in it? Well, that's what you're going to get out of it. Because it's telling me that right there. Plain and simple words. Yeah, I want to change. But I still want to go out with that married woman. My defect ain't going to go away. And then I kind of tweaked it. I'm single now, so I can mingle. Okay? I won't go out with married women, but I'll go out with several. See, it's the same character defect. I just made, polished it up and made it look real pretty. See, because that's not what commitment's about. See, what I found out about is that I have fear of commitment because I don't trust love. See, and I found out all these things behind these steps. I know, and I'm just about running out of time. I just want to let you know that there's two things, in our readings it says it, but in this step it says right here, that I believe, and this word uses in step six here in Narcotics Anonymous, because I looked, well, which one does it? Does it use hate? Does it use anger? But this word comes up majority. Rebellion is a character defect that spoils us here. We need not lose faith when we become rebellious. Rebellion can produce indifference or intolerance, which can be overcome by persistent effort. Well, when I got here and I heard indifference and I heard intolerance, once again, like I said, I thought I knew what that meant. So somebody put it in layman's terms for me. F-F and F-U. When they told me that, and I go, okay, I know what indifference is, intolerance is. Those are the things that I do when I come up in a situation. F it. F you. And there's another little piece that goes with me because I've done this for a long time. I don't give an F. You know, when I get to that place, I don't want to go to. I don't give an F. It doesn't mean I still don't go to F at an FU, because I'm a human being. But I don't want to go to the place. I don't give an F. Because I will go get loaded. It's plain and simple. And it's not I'm going to go get alcohol or drugs and put them in me right away. Probably going to go with that next fight that I like a lot, would be that female. I'm single and trying to have a relationship, so I practice. I practice that when I'm with a relationship with someone, I'm going to commit a relationship, and it's only one. Thank you for allowing me to share.
All right. Thank you, Pancho. And again, if there are any questions that you'd like to ask now specifically, we can ask questions of Pancho and Lenora. If you'd like to raise your hand, we can do that. Again, I want to remind you that we have an Ask It basket in the back, and we will have a question and answer session a little bit later on. So, looks like we're...
That's right. Because I'm fighting.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, start in the situation. What I mean by that is, I'm having a problem with one of my sons. Okay. And I'm telling him, well, you know, he's doing this and he's doing that, and I want to do this, and he's like, are you hearing yourself? You know, I know it's my character. He goes, look, you don't know what your kid is. Number one is, you think you're going to change something. I'm not so good. Go to step one and first figure that out. And then he can see what character defect you're using and where the shortcomings are. Because right now you're just in the wrong place. So they, you know, I go one. You got to get that to two. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I'm in second sanity. Three, I'm certainly not doing his will. Four, I got to remember what I do, five, why I do it, and then I'm right back in six and seven.
Oh, okay. Pancho, you quoted Hope to Die
Drug Thing. Hope to Die Drug
Thing. When did you cross over from Hope to Die Drug Thing to...
Well, I can't say, I'm pretty saying that. I thought I said it for about 90 days when I first got here. People say I said it for 6 months. And if, what I went to was addict. And there's a reason now I know why you want to say that word. See, once I say I'm an addict, that's what I am. And I'll always be an addict. I have family members and other people who tell me, why do you say that? Because I'm going to be that for the day that I die. I'm just a clean addict, not a using addict. But I have a disease within me that will be with me till the day that I die. So I am an addict. Just a clean one, not easy. But yeah, well, I was able to make that change because I was able to admit. That's probably when the first step took hold. When I first took hold of the first step, made that honest surrender.
I'm just curious. I'll ask, connected to that question, is there anything... else that drives you to try to simplify how you identify yourself? For example, I know for me, I learned that I was an alcoholic addict because that's what we did at the treatment facility. And when I got to go into AA meetings and to NA meetings, while I may be an addict and I may be also an alcoholic and I qualify for Al-Anon and I probably could go to an OA meeting and it goes on and on and on, the list of things I have. But when I'm at an NA meeting, I think it's important for me to identify as an addict because I'm looking for ways that I can fit in and be a part of and have similarities and not differentiate myself from others. Does that have anything to do with...
Yeah, in fact, right now you said that too. When I go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, I identify as an alcoholic. I don't use the two words.
because I don't need to use the two words. See, what I found out from my addiction, it's not the substance. It's the disease. And it's the core of my disease, which is my self-centeredness. So whether I'm, and I went to an Al-Anon meeting that I didn't know. And I started sharing there with the attitude I read, and everybody wanted to attack me. I was brand new when I went there. And it was an experience, but I learned. But I know now because I have sons that are using, so that program can help. I know that. So I go just from that thing alone, has nothing to do with the drug. I mean, it's what got me here. Don't get me wrong. It has everything to do with the drug and the alcohol. But now I don't need it in me to do those character defects and those shortcomings. That's what I want you to understand. It's me.
I think, too, with the question about that, going back to the first step, I'm much more familiar with the AA literature than I am any of the other literature, but I know in the AA literature it talks about how the principles that we learn to live our lives by through the practice of the 12 steps can help me to solve all of my problems. And so I think the way I understood what Quancho was talking about is that if we're talking about alcoholism or addiction, I may be on step 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, but when I come across a situation where I'm dealing with anger, maybe because people at my workplace aren't doing things the way I want to, I think the way I understood the point Quancho was making is that as it relates to anger, I'm at the first step. I haven't learned to accept the things that are happening in the workplace. Is that close?
Correct.
Yeah. So we may be applying different steps to different problems at different times. I'm not necessarily suggesting that from the perspective of addiction or alcoholism or any other affliction, we may be later down the road in the steps, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we got to go back to step one again with our sponsor, right? I think that might have been a point of confusion. Yeah.
I have one.
Oh, yeah.
Does I'll be that way till the day I die, is that ideally any room for the word recovered? That's spoken on in the basic text of AA.
I'm recovering. Okay, I'm recovered. I want to say from what? Not putting a drug in my body. Do I believe that? I hear people say I no longer have that option. I got that option every day. I don't know about any of you, but every day I can at least go get me a drink. I have to go find a connection. It's right there.
Thank you.
So are the liquor stores all of a sudden closed? There's no more liquor on the... So think about it. And I don't know about you, like I said, it's not going to start with that. I'll do those other things and then I'll get to... And then I'll get to my brother's choice, which is heroin. That's the one illusion and fantasy that I don't have in my head. I have all kinds of them. Not that one.
I think too, one of the things that you were sort of addressing without specifically saying it is that you're not really interested in getting into the controversy about whether we should have an ing or an ed at the end of any particular word, right? It's just a controversy we really don't need. I don't need. Okay, well, I think we're going to take a break now, and 10 minutes, and we'll get back started, so please join us in 10 minutes.